This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great week, in fact. Another great month, in fact. And it should be a great month if the market continues to operate on the way that it was operating earlier today. And it's something that everybody wants. I mean, it's not political. It shouldn't be partisan at all. But to have a growing economy, isn't that the goal of a great deal of what our political leaders are supposed to be doing? Speaking of what our political leaders are supposed to be doing, President Trump is back. He made a long speech last night at CPAC. We will play you some highlights of that speech and some surprising points of view that the president expressed. The main good news from his speech, and it's good news for anybody who cares about conservative values or conservative progress in the United States at all, the really good news from the speech was that President Trump is not planning on starting a third party or running as any kind of third party candidate in 2024. And he was entirely correct. That is exactly what the Democrats would want most, and it's a very good thing that he has ruled that out. 1-800-955-1776. By the way, if there's anybody who thinks that, contrary to what the former president said at CPAC, we desperately need some conservative third party that is more faithful to Trump than the Republicans, well, you can give me a call. They had a straw poll, as they always do at CPAC, and actually it was surprising because the straw poll at CPAC showed President Trump not the overwhelming winner in a potential primary in 2024. He gave some strong hints that he would run. He played games with it, but nothing like a campaign announcement, just an announcement about getting people to send in more money to his super PAC and his various political action committees, which will fund his operations. There's also bad news, very sad news from Louisiana. A veteran police officer was killed. Over what? Over a dispute over masks. And there's no masking the fact that Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York at one time thought a very serious rising star in the Democratic Party, and people were even talking about him potentially challenging Kamala Harris for the Democratic nomination in 2024. That's assuming that Joe Biden doesn't run for re-election at age 82. And he really would be 82. And by the way, and Trump really would be 78. And I do think that there is a great hunger in the United States, and there will be certainly by 2024, for a more, how do you put it graciously, a more youthful candidate than over the age of 74. We will also be covering the fact that we are now told that you cannot translate between English and Dutch if you're white. Okay, why not? We will cover that story in also coming up, and we'll be speaking to David French, a conservative commentator, about why the new Equality Act, which is passed the House and is, we'll see what happens in the Senate. The new Equality Act could be completely unconstitutional. And we will get to that as well. Okay, first of all, in terms of CPAC, the one thing that I think is most clear in CPAC is that everybody wants the Republican Party to continue along the road of Trumpism. And the question that I would put is, not in terms of whether Trumpism and his position on trade, his position on immigration, his position on American foreign policy, his position on spending and budgetary matters, all of it. It's not whether that's right or wrong. It's just a question about usually when a party has just lost a series of elections and lost them badly, it reconsiders and says, wait a minute, what are we doing wrong? What is wrong with our party? This is the one thing that struck me, having watched a great deal of the speeches and the conversation at CPAC, and having been to 7 CPACs in the past myself, I don't understand why there is no desire, or no one that I heard from had any desire to actually speak out about what has happened to the Republican Party since the takeover by President Trump and his family and his supporters. Because what has happened to the Republican Party, let me just give you a little flavor of it, because it's easily available. You can figure it out. We have lost one election after another. We've lost one governorship after another. When Trump first came to power, the Republicans controlled all kinds of big swing states, including Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Nevada, Wisconsin, Maine, New Mexico, New Jersey, Kentucky, Kansas, and Illinois. Now, that's a lot of states. Some of those states, we still have Republican control of the state legislatures. But you know what? We don't have a governor in any one of them. Republican governors have gotten waxed and gotten cleaned out. And we haven't made any progress. And by the way, the only states where we've made notable progress with Republican governors are Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Maryland. And all four of those governors are not Trump supporters. I mean, not at all. No, Charlie Baker, not a big Trump supporter, and no kind of Trump supporter. Larry Hogan in Maryland, in some regards, the most popular governor in the country, not a Trump supporter. So how has the Trump leadership, how has Trumpism actually helped our party? And let me mention something else. Republicans, and rightly so, are very proud of the fact that in a year when they were expected to lose seats in the House, it turned out Republicans actually gained 14 seats in the House of Representatives. And that's pretty good. But where were we before Trump took over the party? Before he took over the party in 2016, the Republicans had 247 seats in the House. Well, we lost 34 of them. We're down to 213. That's after the gains of last time. And in terms of the percentage of people who voted for Republican candidates for Congress, in 2014, that was in between Mitt Romney and Donald Trump as leaders of the Republican Party. The Republicans running for Congress won 51.2% of all of the votes cast for members of Congress. This last time, Republicans won 47.7%. Time before that, the middle year in Trump, where it was a disaster, the Republicans were down below 45%. The question over here is, where is the party growing exactly? And how is it supposed to grow? It's one of those questions where you have to look at some of the groups where Republicans have done very poorly recently and didn't used to. For instance, college-educated Americans. That's one of the most rapidly growing groups in the electorate. Is that a good thing if Republicans are doing worse and worse and worse among those groups and in the electorate at large? 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. We'll play some of the highlights of speeches from CPAC, including those by President Trump, coming up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved show, talking about the Conservative Political Action Conference that just concluded down in Orlando. And President Trump spoke and spoke confidently and enthusiastically. And he had a slightly different tone about having won the election. He didn't say anything about midnight drops or voting machine changes. And I don't think that's just because there are all these very high-profile lawsuits by Dominion and by Smartmatic and other companies that are suing people who suggested that they were involved in some kind of criminality and that they were involved in somehow deliberately and fraudulently changing votes. But one of the things that has inspired debate is, believe it or not, the national anthem at CPAC. Now, of course they sang the national anthem. And no, I don't think anybody kneeled. I don't think anyone showed disrespect. Except there was a singer, young singer, named Sailor Sabol. I have no idea who she is, but she made a very, very strong impression, and not necessarily a good one, with her rendition of Star Spangled Banner. That is clip 8, Jeremy.
You were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free?
Okay, we've sung a lot of, we've played a lot of different national anthems in the past. We gave full coverage to Roseanne Barr when she sang the national anthem at a San Diego's Padre game. I think it was 15 years ago, and she deliberately butchered it. I don't think this was deliberate. There is an affliction called tone deafness, and, you feel sorry for this, and apparently this has gone viral on the video, but the video includes something that's fake, which is a piano accompanist. There was no piano accompanist. It was just all a cappella, just the pure glory of the human voice there. And one of my best friends is a very distinguished personal professional musician who has been gifted with perfect pitch. He's made his living as a pianist and a composer. And Mark, I hope you were listening to that. The people who are listening in person seem to be stunned. And as far as Sailor Sabol is concerned, we wish her only the best. I think she will probably be getting a certain amount of attention given the fact that the video and audio of her performance seems to be making a strong circulation through the country. One of the best comments about CPAC, it seems to me, was a comment. This is a clip number 9. This was a comment by Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, and I think that what he had to say was spot on. He was one of the people who wasn't there at CPAC, and there were a lot of prominent people in the Republican Party who weren't there, though they were mentioned by President Trump. Bill Cassidy was mentioned by President Trump, the senator from Louisiana, as one of those people that we have to get rid of, so said President Trump. It was interesting because the president said that we have to get rid of the rhinos who surround us. But there weren't a lot of rhinos or any of the people that President Trump mentioned as going after who were there. Here's what Bill Cassidy had to say on CNN, clip 9.
Over the last 4 years, we lost the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the presidency. That has not happened in a single 4 years under a president since Herbert Hoover. Now, if we plan to win in 2022 and 2024, we have to listen to the voters. Not just those who really like President Trump, but also those who perhaps are less sure. If we speak to the voters who are less sure, who went from President Trump to President Biden, we win. If we don't, we lose. That is a reality that we have to confront.
Okay, it clearly is a reality. And if you look at the idea that once upon a time we had governors of Illinois, of New Jersey, of Michigan, of Wisconsin, of Pennsylvania, who were Republican, now we don't. They're Democrats. I think handing the other side victory by fighting among ourselves is exactly the wrong approach. Now, they avoided that at CPAC because there wasn't anybody there. Mike Pence wasn't there, and amazingly, in the straw poll, which we'll give you the full numbers on in a moment, but the straw poll that was taken, Mike Pence got 1%. The two leaders in the straw poll, and it's fascinating, they're probably people that most Americans outside their own states have not heard of yet. They did a poll with President Trump in it, where President Trump got 55%, which was a much smaller percentage than you would think from this group, where the most popular single individual in the entire conference was a golden statue of President Trump wearing American flag underwear and holding a magic wand, which is supposed to evoke the magic wand Barack Obama once said stupidly it would take a magic wand to bring manufacturing back to the United States. And so the statue of President Trump with the wand was supposed to show that he had that magic wand because he could bring and had brought some manufacturing back to the country. So what is the deal with the straw poll, and what is the deal with President Trump's intentions, and where does the party go from here? One thing about the poll, which was conducted by President Trump's own pollster, John McLaughlin, is that it shows that very clearly people want to continue President Trump's policies. But it ought to be noted that the problem for President Trump, according to the exit polls in this last election, wasn't with his policies or even his handling of coronavirus. It's something else. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A suspect is in custody after a student was shot at an Arkansas school. Police say it happened at Watson Chapel Junior High in Pine Bluff, and the district says this was an isolated incident and all the students are safe at this time. Pine Bluff police saying the victim is in serious condition. Pine Bluff is about 45 minutes southeast of Little Rock. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the new administration is working overtime to fix the U.S. immigration system. Mayorkas also pushes back on the theory that there's a crisis at the border.
I have explained that quite clearly. We are challenged at the border. The men and women of the Department of Homeland Security are meeting that challenge.
President Biden set to meet virtually with the President of Mexico today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Michael Medved Show, there is no question that the people who participate in CPAC certainly want to continue Trump's approach to the issues, want to continue what is known as Trumpism. But I mentioned Trumpism wasn't what created the problem for President Trump in the election, which he lost despite saying, I think, seven times during his speech that he had actually won the election. His problem, in fact, in the exit polls, they asked people to what was the most important factor in making your decision for president. And for those who said that a candidate's position on the issues was the most important to their presidential vote, Trump won a clear majority, 53%. Now, obviously, he didn't get that. He only got 47% in terms of the election. Why is that? Because for those people who said that it's more important a candidate's personal qualities, they chose Biden 2-1, 64% to 31%. And then there was a direct question for the 15,000 people who were sampled in the exit polls. These are people who actually voted. That In that question, they asked, does Donald Trump have the temperament to serve as president? 53% of Americans said no. Now, it's tough to win. And please understand, this is before any of the president's antics with saying it was a stolen election. It's before the January 6th disaster. It's before the second impeachment. And that is the real difficulty. It's why I think that what Senator Cassidy had to say was so smart And it really was. It's what he had to say, that the fact is that he is completely correct. If we idolize one person, we lose. In terms of the poll that was done there, the presidential straw poll at CPAC in Orlando, the CPAC straw poll found that 55% of respondents said they would vote for Trump in a hypothetical 2024 primary, while 95% said they want the Republican Party to continue with Trump's agenda and policies. The same CPAC straw poll showed that a sizable number of Republicans say they want a new face to carry the party's banner in 2024, but one that will carry forward Trump's agenda. When they put Trump in the mix, and you could pick him, 55% of the people at CPAC showed they wanted to back Trump again. But that was followed by Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, at 21%, and then South Dakota governor Kristi Noem at 4%. Here's the interesting part. In a poll that excluded Trump, DeSantis led the field, carrying a wide lead of 43%. Now, partially it's because this was in his home state. The event took place in Orlando. So presumably there are a lot of Floridians. Ron DeSantis gave a rousing speech. He clearly is a rising presidential possibility. And DeSantis had 43%. He was followed by Kristi Noem at 11%. She's the governor of South Dakota, the one who helped to structure that very popular appearance. I think it was one of the most effective appearances of his presidency, with President Trump on the 4th of July of last year in front of Mount Rushmore, which, of course, is in South Dakota, her home state. She also won a lot of support from conservatives by welcoming the Sturgis biker rally with 500,000 almost entirely unmasked people coming into South Dakota, which they are now estimating cost the state of South Dakota and other agencies a total of $12 billion, that's correct, $12 billion in additional health care costs. It was a super spreader event, allegedly a super spreader event. Mike Pompeo and Senator Ted Cruz both came in at 7%. Donald Trump Jr. came in at 8%. By the way, if there are people out there who think that Donald Trump Jr. would be a strong Republican candidate for president, let me know who you are. President Trump was very direct about talking about the possibility of him entering this race. And in the middle of his speech, he talked about beating the Democrats a third time in 2024. This is clip six, Jeremy.
Biden has failed in his number one duty as chief executive, enforcing America's laws. This alone should be reason enough for Democrats to suffer withering losses in the midterms and to lose the White House decisively 4 years from now. Actually, as you know, they just lost the White House, but it's one of those things. But who knows? Who knows? I may even decide to beat them for a third time, okay?
And President Trump also gave out his hit list of the people that he felt should be driven out of the Republican Party. He included on that list, of course, the people who voted against him in the Senate on the second impeachment, and the 10 members of the House, all 10 of them, who voted against him to impeach him in that second round impeachment. This is clip two.
Democrats don't have grandstanders like Mitt Romney, Little Ben Sass, Richard Burr, Bill Cassidy, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Pat Toomey. And in the House, Tom Rice, South Carolina, Adam Kinzinger, Dan Newhouse, Anthony Gonzalez, that's another beauty, Fred Upton, Jamie Herrera Butler, Peter Meyer, John Katko, David Valadeo, and of course the warmonger, a person that loves seeing our troops fighting, Liz Cheney. How about that? The good news is in her state, she's been censured, and in her state, her poll numbers have dropped faster than any human being I've ever seen. So hopefully they'll get rid of her with the next election. Get rid of them all.
Okay, the truth of the matter is that in 2022, if President Trump wants to get rid of all 10 of the members of the House that he wants to get rid of, and to beat them all in contested primaries, then, of course, it puts their seats very much up for grabs. And if you're concentrating on that, the Republicans need to win 5 seats in the House right now. You're starting with a penalty of 10 seats that you want to get rid of people who hold those seats, some of whom are very popular incumbents. I do think if Liz Cheney decides to run for re-election as Wyoming's sole congresswoman, she'll have a tough fight. But I think she's very likely to win. And saying she's a warmonger who loves to see American soldiers fighting, really? And then what President Trump said, he said, if Republicans do not stick together, the rhinos that we're surrounded with will destroy the Republican Party. Okay, how does that work? First of all, how many rhinos are there, really, that you're surrounded with that you want to get rid of? How does it not destroy a party to try to get rid of people and drive them out of the party? We'll get to that and more on The MedVed Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved Show, what struck me and surprised me about President Trump's speech was that it was expected widely, and they had let this be known, and this was smart. It's smart politics that he would go directly after Joe Biden. He did that. I think he went after Joe Biden particularly effectively on the issue of immigration, where despite the fact that most Americans are in favor of comprehensive immigration reform. Most Americans do favor some path to citizenship for literally millions of Americans who have been here in many cases for many years. The idea of just opening up the borders and accepting more refugees and having more people crossing into the United States, that's not popular. And President Trump, I think, was fairly effective in attacking Joe Biden on that issue, where the administration needs to get its act together and make it clear that they are going to protect America's borders, because otherwise, basically, that's all we're going to hear about between now and 2022, if not between now and 2024. But the one thing that he did do, President Trump, was to avoid talk about this $1.9 trillion COVID relief package, which has so much that's wrong with it and so many problems with it. But it's difficult because at the very end, when they were trying to reach the compromise for the interim COVID relief bill between the administration, remember, President Trump wouldn't accept or did not want to accept the $600 checks, and he wanted up to $2,000 checks. And now Biden is actually making some political hay promising that. The Biden plan passed the House of Representatives on a pretty much strict party line vote. I think, amazingly, there were two courageous Democrats who voted with the Republicans. Jared Golden in Maine, of Maine, was one of them. There were two Democrats who voted with the Republicans against this bill, this gigantic spendathon, this monster that is making its way through Congress. Now it's up to the Senate to try to do something about it. President Trump didn't speak specifically about that, but he certainly did attack Joe Biden in general. He had this to say, summing up Biden's first few weeks in office. This is clip 10.
Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history. That's true. Already the Biden administration has proven that they are anti-jobs, anti-family, anti-borders, anti-energy, anti-women, and anti-science. In just one short month, we have gone from America first to America last. You think about it, right? America last.
Okay, to say that Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month in modern history, the polling doesn't indicate that. And again, there might be a little bit of understatement, but there is one issue where President Trump, I think, connects with the public, and so do a lot of Republicans and increasing number of Democrats who are making the same demand. And there's no question that Joe Biden has to get on the right side of this issue, or there will be great difficulties for him. This is clip number 5. Listen.
Their callous indifference to working families is equally clear when it comes to the critical matter of getting America's children back to school. And they must get back and get back right now. Right now. There's no reason whatsoever why the vast majority of young Americans should not be back in school immediately. The only reason that most parents do not have that choice is because Joe Biden sold out America's children to the teachers' unions. His position is morally inexcusable, you know that. Joe Biden has shamefully betrayed America's youth, and he is cruelly keeping our children locked in their homes. No reason for it whatsoever. They want to get out.
Okay, unfortunately, one of the things that they have found is that kids are going out, and the risk of infection, the risk of contracting coronavirus, which is not that high for young people, but that risk is much higher when they're not in school and they are going out in not in a school-sponsored or a school-sheltered environment where masking and social distancing and other precautions can actually be followed. The Hill magazine website, a piece by Julia Manchester, posted 5 takeaways from CPAC 2021. Her first one is that Trump retains iron grip on the GOP. Trump, she writes, may have lost re-election last year, but the entire conference still revolves around him. Speakers regularly praise the former president over the course of the weekend. A golden statue of Trump was even rolled out to be displayed on Friday. And he was given the distinction of delivering the conference's closing speech. But then she comes to this, which is also true, and it sounds contradictory. She says Trump maintains an iron grip on the GOP, but she says plenty still want a fresh face for 2024. The same CPAC straw poll that showed that 55% of respondents said they would vote for Trump in a hypothetical 2024 primary showed that a sizable number of Republicans say they want a new face to carry the party's banner in 2024. And then they talk about Kristi Noem and Ron DeSantis, Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, and a number of the people were there. Mike Pence was a non-factor. He wasn't really, he was invited to CPAC, but he decided not to come. Anti-Trump views, she says, are absent. With Trump as the central figure, the conservative gathering notably excluded any opposing views to the former president. CPAC's straw poll showed that only 3% of respondents said the GOP should change direction from Trump, while 2% said they were unsure. And then she says election misinformation continues to be widely shared. And what was so striking to me about President Trump talking about election information. He was talking about basically, it made the point that no president in history has ever, candidate in history has ever carried Florida, Iowa, and Ohio and lost the election. The point is, when you actually look at these numbers, when you look at the exit polls, it's very clear how the election was lost. It's not a mystery. There was no mention in his speech, nothing, about the Stop the Steal insanity, which wasn't popular, about the riot on the Capitol building. There are two major articles today about a lie, that it was actually Antifa people who were responsible for that violence. We will get to that. And she concludes by saying, and she's right about this, of course, Trumpism isn't going anywhere. This year's CPAC demonstrated that Trumpism would remain at the center of the Republican Party, whether Trump ends up at the top of the ticket or not. The former president painted Trumpism as a conservative philosophy that promotes strong borders as well as fiscal and cultural conservatism. I would say that to say that the Democratic Party before Donald Trump did not promote strong borders and fiscal and cultural conservatism is simply wrong. And the idea that fiscal conservatism, meaning on terms of spending, Trumpism was many, many things, but President Trump's first term, if it is his first term, it could be his only term, it was not fiscally conservative. We did not have all kinds of reining in of federal spending. We had a great deal of enthusiastic federal spending. And we're about to have a great deal more, too much in the opinion, it seems to me, of most Republicans. We will get to that and the fate of the Biden $1.9 trillion rescue package. And also the fate of Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York. There's now a third woman, who has come forward. Does he have a future? He's the governor of New York. He may be running for a fourth term. We will consider that and the horrible case of a cop shot over a dispute regarding masking. That and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.